Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is that incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Praise God. Praise his holy name. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and we are live on the air right now. We give God the glory Amen. God is awesome. He is wonderful. It is November the 1st, 2016. The year is winding down. And we praise God for the harvest. We praise God for the workers, the laborers He has sent into the harvest field, because the harvest is plentiful, as the scripture says, but the laborers are few. So we're here to encourage. We're here to lift up, build up the saints of God. Amen. Pray, praise, coaching, all that we can. Encouragement. It says in the word, I read it just this morning, encourage each other daily. Amen. We need encouragement daily. And so God be the glory. Our scripture is coming up a couple of places, 1 Peter 3 and 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, giving, present your requests to God. So we are presenting our requests to God and lifting up holy hands unto him, and I offer up our lips as praise. We're thanking him. We're praising him. God, we give you glory. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. You are awesome. You are the great and awesome God, as Nehemiah proclaimed. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, I give you praise. I thank you on this morning. God, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of the honor. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, as we enter into your presence, we enter into your face, into your courts, amen, and into your gates. We're giving you thanksgiving. We're giving you praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for answers of prayer. Thank you for healing. God, you are a healer. You heal us and we heal. You save us and we are saved. By the wounds and stripes of your son Jesus, we're healed. Thank you, Lord God, and we are saved, amen, because you sent your one and only son. And whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal, everlasting life. Oh, God, to you be the glory. We thank you that it's for that gospel, it's for this gospel of Jesus Christ that we are want to be contending with for the faith and in prayers and petitions and supplication that you, Father God, send out. You said you will send out your word and it will not return void. God, that those who have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And the Spirit of the Lord has to say, oh God, that there is salvation found in only one, and that is Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. Oh, God, thank you for the great message. Thank you for the great salvation. We cannot neglect. We cannot, Father God, turn to the left or the right, but we must be ambassadors of this great salvation. We must be, Father God, ministers of reconciliation and planting seeds, water seeds. And we're nothing. It is you, only you, who can make those seeds grow. Oh, hallelujah, God, to your name. Father, we pray, Father God, for those laborers already in the harvest field, the missionaries, Father God, and Gospel of Asia and Grace Point Ministries in Kenya, Africa, all the missionaries all over the world, Father God, doing the work of the kingdom, putting their hand to the plow and not looking back. Hallelujah, you deserve the glory and you deserve the praise. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, that the children and youth, God, who are always in need of ministry, who are always in need of your word. And God, because you said train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. God, these are the things we pray over our children and youth. God, you will send the laborers and workers unto them. Father God, because it's imperative, because we don't want to see a generation grow up without the knowledge of you and the perseverance and the reverence of your holy name. Oh, God, we bless you and we thank you. You said not to hinder the little children, let them come unto you. So, God, here we are, and we're standing in praise. We're standing in your power, your might. Oh, God, you are a mighty warrior on our behalf. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we thank you, Lord God, you're touching the sick and the shutting. You're touching, in the name of Jesus, those in the prisons and in jails. And God, because you are a God who will look over the oppressed and you give justice. You said you will You will supply justice to those who cry out to you day and night, your very elect, and that is us, God. We are crying out to you, and God, you give us what we need, your mercy and your grace, hallelujah, unto your mighty name. God, we pray for our president and all those who are in leadership, President Barack Obama. We pray, Father God, for this election, oh God, is coming up, oh God. Many of us are distressful. Many of us are discouraged by what we hear, by what we see concerning this election. But God, to you be the glory. You are sovereign over the affairs of men, and you are the one who places those who are in office or in leadership. And so, God, we know we can trust in you. We may not to put our trust in men or in princes or what we see, because we walk by faith and not by sight, God. And so we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, all of Israel to be saved, all of Israel to be saved. And so we know there's many Messianic Jews. We know there's many who've called on Jesus Christ and of Abraham's descendants. And so, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that it is by faith that we are saved. Amen. And we make a confession, and glory be to you. God, fill with the Holy Spirit, send a revival upon the land. God, we know that the gospel must be preached unadulterated, that we preach the whole truth. And God, those who would hear, receive, and have a love for the truth, for they will be able to dispel lies and deception in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praise. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are mighty to save. God, you touch the families of all the believers. God, where family members need healing, God, you heal cancer. You heal lung disease. You heal everything, God, that we can possibly think of, because, God, you created us, and you know the needs that we have. And, Father, we bless you right now. We thank you right now. You raise up those who are bowed down, who confess, God, we confess our sins unto you, ourselves and our families, our fathers, our ancestors. We have sinned against you and only you, God, and we ask for your forgiveness. A revival come across the land of the U.S. and spread from the four corners to the earth, God, and many souls, God, to call on Jesus and be saved. Have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and to you be the praise. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory. God, we thank you. We cast these cares, and we say with thanksgiving, making our requests unto you, and that you are attentive to our prayers, and your face is turned toward us, your believers, your children. Amen. Oh, God, we praise you, King of kings, Lord of lords, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Hallelujah, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise. I thank God for you. I bless God for you. We are growing, amen, in Christ. We're growing in the knowledge of his will, his purposes, amen. And we are truly blessed. Thank God. Listen, the Lord continue to bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you. He'll be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace. Go with God. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Praise his name.